أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين أما بعد قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most gracious. Respectable audience, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. By the grace and will of Almighty Allah, as you are well acquainted, we are talking about the biography of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Today, we are going to discuss the matter of Ghadir Khum, one of the most historical and outstanding event took place in the Islamic history. Our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, announced that on this year we are going to perform the last pilgrimage. In a huge number from different clans, from different tribes, from different districts, they have clustered around our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in order to have the honor of companionship of our Holy Prophet in the last pilgrimage. You know that this pilgrimage has been nominated with different names, such as Hajjatul Wida, Hajjatul Balagh. And all these names indicate this truth and this fact that in the very pilgrimage, our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, announced and declared the divine determination of our Almighty Allah for the successorship of Imam Ali alayhi salam. The leadership or the successorship to the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is one of the very basic and fundamental principles of Islam. And no one can deny the value and the merit of this truth. The Prophet urged all the companions and all the people around in Medina that they should come and learn the rituals and the rites of performing the Hajj. So, our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was accompanied by thousands of pilgrims that they have hastened to join the Holy Prophet. So, our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in every step took these steps forward to educate his companion for the rituals and rites of the Hajj. So, they went on, they could learn all the points, all the things from our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. But in returning to Medina, while too many were there, and according to different historical narrators and writers, more than 114,000 pilgrims were there, and they have taken part, they have participated in the very incident. So it was a very haughty day, one of the hottest day on the 18th of Zilhajjah. Our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, stopped all the caravan, a huge number of the people. You know that stopping such a caravan in that bad weather, in that hottest sands, so that seemed a bit awkward, it seemed a bit difficult for the companions. That's why our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, is going to have this decision that he stops all the caravan and says that those who have not reached us, we have to wait for them, that they have to come and they have to join us. And those who have preceded, they have to return, so that I have to give you this very important message. When they reach to Ghadir Khum place, you know that Ghadir Khum is a very barren place, infertile place, that nothing was there, no water was there. So because of this, all the companions were astonished that why our Holy Prophet is making this decision that we all should stop here. When they stopped, the prayer call was recited and they performed the Dhuhr prayer there. Then our Holy Prophet is taught. And you know, before this verse of the Holy Quran was revealed that Ya أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس. O Messenger of Almighty Allah, you have to declare this message. Ya أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك, what has been revealed on you, now you have to convey them, you have to announce them for the public. وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ, if you do not do this, فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَةَ, it seems, it is as if you have not done the whole prophetic mission of yours for the whole 23 years. So it shows that it is very much important, it is very much significant that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, should announce it. Otherwise, if not, so it means that the whole prophetic mission is something incomplete. It is a very warning verse of the Holy Quran that has been revealed on our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. In all the people who have spent their life studying commentaries, they have all unanimously, or somehow most of them have agreed this, that this is the verse that has been revealed on the very event. So it shows that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was in a position that he has to declare the legitimate leadership and successorship of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So the successorship of Imam Ali to the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a turning point in the history of Islam. And no one should deny, or no one should diminish the value, or no one should indeed decrease its values. So, Ya أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس. At the end of this verse of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah grants the health of our Holy Prophet, the safety of our Holy Prophet, and says that do not worry and do not be afraid of anything. If you are afraid of something, if you are afraid of some menaces or jeopardies, then do not be afraid of. وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ, for Almighty Allah would protect you from the people. So, studying the verse of the Holy Quran explicitly implies that there are some important and very significant points that it should not be left unstated or unmentioned or unconsidered. The first is, I say that the verse of the Holy Quran is having a warning form and shape, that if it was not our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that had not to do it. But again, if not, our Holy Quran says that وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَ, if you do not do it, it means that you have not done your whole prophetic mission. And it should also be mentioned that it is a divine determination, that only our Holy Prophet declares it, our Holy Prophet announces, our Holy Prophet conveys this divine decision and predetermination of Almighty Allah for the public, that afterwards, for whomsoever I am Mawla, Ali alayhi salam should be Mawla. For this, that it should be a security against deviation from the right route. It should be a kind of security after the demise of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. So the second context that we can derive and we can trace from this verse of the Holy Quran is this, that most of the jurisprudential, most of the legal and judicial system, or all the verdicts which were relevant to the Islam, they were told before this event. They have been revealed before this incident. And nothing was left unstated by the Holy Prophet that it should be told for the people, so that if our Holy Prophet do not convey this, it should be a kind of warning for him. Now all the things were mentioned completely. The jurisprudential, judicial, legal systems, all of them were complete. But only one thing was left unmentioned, and that was the leadership. So due to this, it is one of the significant episodes took place in Islamic history, that our Holy Prophet, before his holy demise, had to declare and had to announce the leader for the Muslims, so that the Muslims should not go astray here and there, some on right, some on left, some here and some there, so that the community in the Islamic Ummah should remain safe and sound and bereft of deviations. So the third message that we can derive from this verse of the Holy Quran is this, that Almighty Allah grants our Holy Prophet safety. Wallahu ya'simuka minan nas. Why is this told? For this, that according to Arabic traditions, according to Arabic customs, most of them were having this habit that the oldest of them or the olders of them should be chosen for leadership. But the case was different with Imam Ali alayhi salam. Ali alayhi salam had only 33 years. He was younger than most of the companions. There were some companions that they had also having this wish that they should be chosen as a leader for the Muslims. But our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, appointed him. Our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, made it clear for the people that he has to be your leader while his age was not exceeding from 33. So it was difficult for Arab that they should accept and they should admit a leader that he is younger than them. So it was a habit amongst them. You know that there were two important episodes where they criticized about our Holy Prophet's decision. The first was Uthab ibn Asid, that he was chosen as a leader of army, and wa Usama ibn Zayd, he was also appointed as a chief of army. But again, the companions criticized our Holy Prophet's decision that why these two younger people are chosen and you left the experienced ones. So our Holy Prophet Muhammad, talking of this revelation and without intervention or interference of his own desires, our Holy Prophet said that these are efficient ones and they are capable enough. So due to these threats, due to these menaces, our Holy Prophet is told that you should not be aware, you should not be worried of the threats or the jeopardies that you are thinking of, while Almighty Allah would grant your safety.
This is the Call of Islam.
And you are listening to the program, The Life of Imam Ali.
So our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, after offering the prayer, he came and started to give a very lucrative sermon for all the companions who have clustered around him. He started his sermon, his addressing, with praise of the Lord and asking help from him and recourcing to him. And said, O Muslim, you have to resort to Almighty Allah and you have to seek refuge from every evil to Almighty Allah. For there is no guidance except recoursing to Almighty Allah. Then said that it is nearly or approximately I am going to receive and I am going to welcome my Lord's invitation. So it means I am going to go from around you. I will visit my Lord. So it was a kind of expression that this is the last Hajj that I am going to perform with you. So I will not be joining you after this Hajj. It means in the next coming Hajj, I will not be here amongst you. So all the companions were carefully listening to the words which were pronounced by our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. Then our Holy Prophet said that, have I conveyed the messages? Have I been a good prophet for you or not? All the people carefully listened and they have responded positively, yes, indeed you are the most merciful, the noblest prophet for us, and you are the most well-wisher for us. We do confess that you are the messenger of Almighty Allah, and you are the most sincere servant of Almighty Allah. So When these were said by the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, our Holy Prophet said that, "I do also confess that there is no Lord but Almighty Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Almighty Allah. Muhammad is the servant of Almighty Allah. Paradise and hell are the two important facts, and you should not forget them. Resurrection Day is a truthful day that all will be revived, and Almighty Allah would revive the human beings." Our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, added things that, "I will leave amongst you two important and precious gifts and things, that if you hold them, if you grasp them, you will not go astray and you will not be misguided." And let's see that how you deal and how you treat with these two precious things. A strange man who was not very much well known, who was not very much well acquainted of Islamic instructions, he stood and said, "What are those two important things that you are going to leave amongst us, that we have to uphold him?" Our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "One of them, which is called Thiqlun Akbar, that is the holy verse of the Quran, that is the Quran, that you have to adhere, you have to be careful of preserving this important Quran, this important message. Then the next is my itra, my family members, my household." And Almighty Allah had made it clear and distinct for me that they will not apart, they will not be separated, they will not be divided from one another. It means my family, my household, my family members, and the holy verse of the Quran. They will not be departed from one another. They will not be divided from one another. They will not be separated unless they reach me on the Hawth al-Kawthar, on the doomsday. When they reach, when they join me in the Hawth al-Kawthar, so that is the place. Till that time, they will not be separated from one another. It means the truth is with these two important elements. And for our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who was deeply concerned about the future of his community, so our Holy Prophet left for them these two precious things, that they should not go astray, they should not be guided, they should not be misguided. So that is noteworthy that Ibn Hisham recorded in his biography of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that the Prophet said in his sermon on Arafat, "I have left among you what if you fortify yourselves with, you will never go astray. The Book of God, a clear order, and teaching of His Messenger." You know that these quotations and narrations, that they have this form that has very weak transmitters. They do not have well-known reporters that they should have recorded that I will leave amongst you two important things. The first is the Quran and the second is my Sunnah. This has weak narrators and also very less amount of reporters are there. But those who have quoted that I will leave amongst you two precious things, the first is Holy Quran and the second is the Ahlul Bayt and the Itra. Of course, the abundant numbers of reporters are existent while conveying this form of the message, this form of the quotation and narration. So in order not to derail from the topic where it was declaration of the leadership of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the event of the Ghadir Khum, so our Holy Prophet, after telling all this, said that, "Be careful for whomsoever I was Mawla, today Imam Ali alayhi salam is his Mawla and his guardian, his leader." You know that this Mawla means that he has to have, he has this efficiency, he has this capability to have the political power and the political authority, not only to be as a friend for the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. Even at that time, our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, after telling this, that "Man kuntu mawla fahadha aliyun mawla," our Holy Prophet started to supplicate and started to have invocation of our Almighty Allah, saying this, "Allahumma waliman wala wa'adiman aada." Almighty Allah, you may love those who love him, and you may be hostile with those who remain hostile with Imam Ali alayhi salam. So here our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, conveyed this message and made a confession by the public that, have I conveyed this message, this divine message of Almighty Allah, that was the declaration of Imam Ali as a leader for the Muslim, or not? All the people responded, yes, indeed you have done, and you conveyed the message of Almighty Allah for us, that after the demise of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Ali alayhi salam should be the executor, he should be the administrator, he should be the one who has to fulfill the laws and regulations, he should be the one who has to lead the Muslim Ummah. This huge amount of the people or the companions have not dispersed from one amongst one another, from around one another, that this verse of the Holy Quran was revealed, that Al-Yawm Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Raditu Lakum Al-Islam Deena. It means, by declaration of the leadership, today the Islamic religion got completed. Today it is the religion that our Almighty Allah is satisfied of. Our Almighty Allah today is pleased with this religion. You know that before this, the hostiles and the enemies of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was expecting this, that after the demise of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, there will be some sort of confusions, there will be some sort of civil wars, and we would exploit from these two things, from these confusions, from this civil war, from these civil disparities or differences. But Almighty Allah wills that this sort of confusion should not be the cause of eradication of Islamic instruction from Arabic Peninsula. Rather, Imam Ali alayhi salam should be chosen as a leader. Imam Ali alayhi salam should be chosen as successor to the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. Such an efficient personality, such a capable personality, that all should come and should have their questions responded by Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, after the demise of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we need, the Muslim Ummah needs, an efficient figure, a person who has to be well acquainted of the narrations, the interpretation of the verse of the Holy Quran, and he should not commit a mistake, he should not commit blunder. For his mistakes, for his errors, would be of the biggest. For the people would come and resort to him, the people would come and will ask him as a governor, as an executor, if he gives some rules and regulations which were not at the time of our Holy Prophet, or if the verse of the Holy Quran were misinterpreted, so indeed there will be some sort of confusion amongst the verdicts of the Islamic instructions. Because of this important element, because of this important aspect, our Holy Prophet said that all the innovations are a kind of a stray, and you should not make innovations in the religion of Islam. And for so whoever is not fully acquainted of Islamic instructions and Islamic verdicts, indeed, innovation will be something inevitable. For this, that sometimes he does not understand the true style and fashion and form of Islamic verdicts. So sometimes he will struggle, sometimes he would strive, but his strive and his struggle would stand against the explicit verse of the Holy Quran, as it was practically done after this, that first caliph came and the second caliph came for the Muslim Ummah. So there were too many innovations on their time. Why? For this, that the efficient knowledge that was needed for a leader, that was missing. And because of this efficiency and this capability that became as a preconditioning and term for a leader, Imam Ali alayhi salam was divinely predetermined by Almighty Allah, and then was declared by the prophetic mission, the prophetic narration on the event of the Ghadir Khum. Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, 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 ya Allah, Allah. This is the Call of Islam, and you are listening to the program, The Life of Imam Ali. Subhanallah. So it was the event of the Ghadir Khum that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, conveyed the divine message that our Holy Prophet was ordered that you have to announce this message, otherwise your prophetic mission would seem to be something incomplete. So due to this, our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, started to pave the backgrounds for a due declaration of this important message. Firstly, all the people were invited to participate and take part in this ceremony for the last pilgrimage our Holy Prophet had to have. And secondly, on those the moments, on those places where no one expected that our Holy Prophet should stop the caravan, they came and were stopped by our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, so that this important message should be noted, should be reminded by all the companions. And thirdly, our Holy Prophet ordered them that they should convey this message to those who are absent. The present ones, they are having this obligatory responsibility that they should convey this message to those who are absent. It means that this message should not be buried on your hearts. Rather, it should remain alive forever, that the first legitimate leader of the Muslims should be Imam Ali alayhi salam. But now let me give you this important point too, that now we are living in a century that too many years have been passed from the very event. There are too many years, there are too many moments and times that have been passed from this event. And we should not let that the matter of Ghadir should be the matter of difference amongst the different clans and tribes. It is a very subtle point that the supreme leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran have mentioned in a very beautiful message for all the people, that these differences of the people should not be misunderstood, or it should not be the matter of difference amongst the people. You should not ignite the flames of sectarian wars amongst you. For this, that the only people who will be benefit, that is the archfoes of the Muslim, that is the archfoe of the Muslim community. So it is very nice and it is very noteworthy that we have to pay attention. Yes, there are different demonstrations, theological demonstrations. There are different verses of the Holy Quran supporting this matter that the leader should be chosen by Almighty Allah. For Almighty Allah is the only one who is fully aware of the infallibility of that person. You know that one of the difference we have with our other sects, that is this, that the leader who is going to be chosen after the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, he should be infallible. He should have the same knowledge our Almighty Allah's Apostle Muhammad, peace be upon him, had on the verse of the Holy Quran, on interpretations of the verse of the Holy Quran, on the verdicts. If he is lacking, if he is missing such kind of knowledge, then it itself will be a source of difference. While Almighty Allah does not want that the leader should be the source of difference. Rather, he wants that the leader should be the source of harmony, the source of indeed some kind of matching and coping all the ideas. And all should come and seek refuge from the differences to this leader. That is why the leadership position and status is very much important and is of high significance. And today, that is an important strategy for all the Muslims, that these kinds of differences should not be an excuse or should not be a pretext. And we should not give a pretext for the archfoes of us that they should exploit from these kinds of ceremonies, from these kinds of, indeed, commemorations. If we are going to commemorate, the virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam should be recited. And no sectarian wars should be created amongst the Muslims, for we are barely in need of unity. And our Holy Imam's methodology is also a clear-cut sign of keeping unification amongst the Muslims, for he was also fully aware of the jeopardies which were threatening the whole Muslim Ummah. Because of this, he neglected his own right only for the sake of keeping the unity and unification amongst the Muslims. But it is a theological and it is a really theoretical demonstration that leadership is one of the most important principle of Islam, and we should all pay attention. And the event of the Ghadir Khum is a clear and an explicit declaration of the leadership of Imam Ali al-Islam after the demise of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, though in practice we witness another thing. But theoretically, the system that Almighty Allah had managed was this, that after the demise of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, there should be an efficient and an infallible figure sitting on the position of leadership for the Muslims. And that was Imam Ali al-Islam. And then it was to be continued on his progeny. May Almighty Allah bless us all that we have to be the real followers of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, practicing all the do's and don'ts of religious norms in our own practical life, and then following the footprints of our Holy Prophet and his progeny, on whom Almighty Allah's peace and blessing be on them. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
نهو الخير ولا نهو الشر نهو الخير ولا نهو الشر العقل بحبك يأمرنا والدين بحبك قد آمر العقل بحبك يأمرنا والدين بحبك قد آمر والدين بحبك قد آمر سودت صحيفة أعمالي ووكلت الأمر إلى حيدر صحيفة أعمالي ووكلت الأمر إلى حيدر هو كفي منه وبالدنيا وشفيعي في يوم المحشر هو كفي منه وبالدنيا وشفيعي في يوم المحشر قد تمت لي بولايته نعم جمت عن أن تشكر قد تمت لي بولايته نعم جمت عن أن تشكر لأصيب بها الحظ الأوفى وأخصص بالسهم الأوفر لأصيب بها الحظ الأوفى وأخصص بالسهم الأوفر بالحفظ من النار الكبرى والأمن من الفزع الأكبر بالحفظ من النار الكبرى والأمن من الفزع الأكبر هل يمنعني وهو الساقي أن أشرب من حوض الكوثر هل يمنعني وهو الساقي أن أشرب من حوض الكوثر أم يطردني عن مائدة وضعت للقانع والمعتر أم يطردني عن مائدة وضعت للقانع والمعتر مولاي.